Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your halvings are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a city slide. And it's live. 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 Tuned in. Then it's live. And it's live. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions. Soundmaster T. WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chattown, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, world? What's going on, people? How you feeling, man? It's your boy, man, Dennis Live. And we in the building. We live, man. Hey, man, I want y'all to stop. Everybody just stop doing what they doing, man. Just for 5 seconds, man. 5 seconds. That's all I need is 5 seconds. I just want y'all to just stop and just, you know, I know y'all probably driving or something or whatever. But, man, just thank God, man. Just thank God, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna say, you know, God, man, everything that you have given us, I don't care what it is. I am blessed to be allowed to breathe today. You know what I'm saying? You know? Give me 10 seconds, man. This is just a moment of 10 seconds. Let's go. Bye. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about, man. Man, today's show, man. Man, this is a good one, man. Man, African American coin tosser. And what does financial freedom mean? Man, now when I say African American coin tosser, man, I want y'all to think about it, man. I'm not saying like, you know, brothers on a corner or brothers in the hood. You know what I'm saying, pitching coins. You know, somebody asked me, they're like, what do you mean by that, man? You know, like, kind of clarify that. Okay. Basically, man, okay, this is, I'm just going to share this quick story. All right, and if y'all want to, I see y'all calling in already, man. The number here is 347-838-9106. Basically, man, what we're discussing, and, you know, man, I'm a host, my co-host on the line, too, man. Well, he's my special guest. He's not really my host. He's my special guest. I'm going to let him be on the line real cool, real soon, and we're going to sit back and talk. But basically, man, African-American coin tossing is, man. I'm going to share this story real quick, man. I was on the south side of Chicago, man, going down Halsted to be exact, you know what I'm saying? And, I stopped at a store. Actually, a gas station, man. I'm not going to, you know, call out the gas station because, you know, so they're making their money, I guess. But anyway, I stopped at the store, man, to grab some gas. And then, I was going to get some local groceries. And, you know, I know the food is, you know, say you pay for convenience. I understand that too, man. But I grabbed some bread, a loaf of bread, and a gallon of milk. Now, I'm sitting up here like, dang. You know, gas is like, okay, I mean, no, I looked at, you know, I was about to get the gas. Let me start over. I was about to get the gas, and so I grabbed the bread and the milk. Now, the bread was like $2 over the value for bread. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't get me wrong, people. I know in Chicago, you know, the cost of living is going up. But you can get bread for like $1.99, $0.89, $1.49. Man, but I mean, can you imagine that? Even milk. Now, I know milk is like $2 or something now, $1.89 some places now. But, you know, looking at almost $4.55 for some milk. That's like deep. You know what I'm saying? That's deep. And then when I looked up to get some gas, right, the gas is like, okay, I think like $4.09 or something like that. I'm like, wait, that's cool. But then it had a real small, you got one of those glasses, it said, with a car wash. So I'm like, okay, I don't understand where we're going with this here. So, you know, I guess that's the market. The marketing or whatever advertising is supposed to ring you in to get in there. And then when you look up, I'm like, okay, all right, maybe it ain't going to be that much different. But it was like $4.89 for a gallon of gas. So you jump from $4.09 to $0.89 more. I'm like, man, you know, these people, and then it's not even black owned. And now this is what I want people, man, don't understand me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a prejudice, I'm not a racist, I'm not none of that. You know what I'm saying? I believe in, you know, my people. You know what I'm saying? What's mine? If I can help my African-American, Hispanics, I look at y'all too. You know what I'm saying? If I can help, what's mine? You know, African-American, Hispanics, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's like minority, man, Caucasian, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But mainly, when I look up, man, the African, man, people don't really have nothing. You know what I'm saying? We don't have, you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, too. Man, I got so much information that I want to give out, man, but let me start over, man. Okay. I looked up, man. I was like, okay, well, we, you know, as us, you know, African-American people is just what I'm going to call us now. We don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? We don't have no banks. We don't have no gas stations, major stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking, I'm not going to look at, like, chicken shacks, beauty supplies. We don't even really have nail shops, but beauty salons, okay? Barbershops, chicken shacks, they really don't count, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they count, but they don't count. I'm talking about, like, on a major scale, you know what I'm saying, with these community banks, you got, what else, because I want to get all this information out here, where we at? Oh, wow, it's not even up here, okay, all right, we don't have a pipeline, you know what I'm saying, like for black-owned stuff, like major grocery stores, you know what I'm saying, you got a Jewel's, you got a Dominick's, but you don't have, like, a local, you know what I'm saying, like, a nice little local black-owned grocery store that's major. You know, Food for Less, I don't think that's by African-Americans. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, man, you know what I'm saying, I want you people, man, y'all call in, man. The number here is 347-838-9106. And we're going to also talk about, too, man, what I learned is, too, man, there's an app, too, that's called Around the Way. Y'all can Google that, Around the Way. It's an app. It locates black-owned businesses. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kim, Kim Ward, man. That's what's up, man. I got to applaud her for that, man, because I was looking for something, man. And, she hit me with that, like, here, go here. You know, man, get this Around the Way out, man. I was like, okay, that's what's up, man. I was just like, man, Josie gave me the Matrix. You know, they're like, man, we in the Matrix now, man. Now, you know, these stores are, you know, every time you put something in a location, man, it pulls right up like Google. But it still didn't have a lot of black-owned banks in Chicago. It still didn't have, like, major grocery stores. I did see a medical clinic, a medical center, but I didn't see a black-owned hospital. You know, some of these things, man, that make you be like, you got to go, like, what's up, man? You know, we got people taking care of us, man, that's not of color. You know, how do they know what's going on with us? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's deep, man. I know people like, man, he's finna start something. He finna start a riot. But, man, when I bring my boy on the show, man, we finna kick it off. You know what I'm saying? I'm just the culprit for the day, man. But we finna kick it off. That brother, man, he already here. Watch this. LB.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling wonderful, actually.
That's feeling what I'm wonderful. Talking about. Man, dude, I wanted to kind of, you know what I'm saying, you know, I wanted to go to commercial, man, and come back in, but I know that once they heard your name on the airways, boy, they already know we in for something.
Well, one business that we do have that is black-owned, on the south side, is on 36 and Giles. It's a senior citizen home, old folk home. And it's on 36 and Giles. It's the only one here in the state of Illinois that's black home. It's on 36 and Giles, right on the corner.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that what
about
as far as black home.
What about the black? Is that other bank over there too? That's over there. That used to be that church's chicken.
Seaway Bank.
Is that black community or is that just another bank?
I think that's another bank. I think it was black owned at one point in time, and I think they sold it. So, but you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Magic Johnson said it best, you know, if you give me what I'm actually asking for this, you know, you can't be mad at me for, you know, trying to make a profit, you know, but, you know, because in turn, he owned a large percentage of the Lakers and he sold it. And a lot of times people say, well, you know, what does that have to do with black businesses, you know, as far as black owning businesses? Well, if I'm black and I own a business, then a percentage of my employees will be black. Well, I will just try to, you know, you still have to understand that we still have to follow the same guidelines that whites have on us that we have on them as far as equal hiring process, where you have to have just so many whites if you're working for a black establishment. And if you're a white establishment, you have to have so many blacks. So that's where we're at with that. But you're very much so right, man. You hit the nail right on the head. I can't argue with you at all about what you're bringing to the table and forefront, because it is a lot of we don't have a lot of businesses. You played a clip a while back, Dick Gregory, and he said, You can't be mad if you go into an Italian neighborhood and you see an Italian working in there. I can't be mad if I go into a Irish neighborhood and see Irish working in there. But I can't be mad if I go into a black establishment and a black neighborhood and see every other nationality working in there except my own. I can't be upset about that. And that is so true. How is it that every nationality that comes over here is working in our neighborhood except us? And I'm not talking when we're talking about major money, not, you know, another chicken joint. Anybody can open up another chicken joint. Unless I went to a barbecue joint today, and unless the barbecue joint was grandfathered in where his great-great-grandfather had it, then I could see that. you know, Hillary and Cooks over here on 17th and Maywood. They is a family-owned business. It's been in business ever since I was a kid. So, you know, I patronize them because, one, it is one of the longest black businesses in Maywood, and it is a black business. You know, but when you go down the street and you see Alibaba down here trying to sell and disrespecting, this is a part that I don't get. How do we still patronize these people and these people in our face disrespect us? They don't care about the community. The money in economics, we do not understand the economics of the situation.
Yeah, man.
When I say economics, they're taking our dollars for what we're purchasing and taking it back to their neighborhood. And a lot of times it's not even in just in their neighborhood, it's also overseas. We don't teach education as far as finances is concerned, because if you teach education as far as finances, then you become more free. You're not a slave as much anymore. Because it is a simple reason why you understand your economic wealth. Slavery is getting free labor. And if I keep you as uneducated as possible, especially about finances, see, you could read, that's cool. You could write, that's cool. You could protest, that's cool. But as long as you do not understand what our country was built on, finances, it was built on the dollar, then you will always stay enslaved because you do not understand how the dollar generates. How do you generate a dollar? How do you distribute a dollar? How do you know the profit margins in things? How is it manufactured? How is this product manufactured and sold? How is it that they can go overseas, get something, make it for less than $5, but here sell it for $300?
Crazy.
Look at the profit margin that they're making. Understanding people's worth, self-worth, and making money at it. Making millions and billions of dollars in your neighborhood. Selling you something as simple as just food. Something as simple as food. But here, once again, we do not understand the dollar.
Well, you know what, man? I was told, man, that we get blinded like this on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Even though everything is really statistic-wise, number-wise, or whatever. So just imagine a child or a person, an adult. We don't care about how selfless we are when it comes to spending our money, but we're so selfish towards each other and to giving each other money. Either way it goes, when you give out $20 and you use it, you give out $20. That $20 is going to go either way. A person said, I'd rather take this $20 and use it for my pleasure than to give my $20 to somebody that I know that's just probably going to drag it off to. Either way it goes, the value of the $20 bill is still going. So once it's out of your hands, it's gone. Now, don't get me wrong. It's your hard-earned $20. It's yours. But a person to go and say, okay, well, man, I go get this Versace. What you get for $20 with Versace? A Versace tag for $20. I go get this $20 hat, Versace hat, man. It could be a knockoff, man. And so I could go live like I'm cool, then taking that $20 and put it in our community to be cool. Now,
I'm gonna give you one better, and then you can ask me the question. You not only took that money and bought you some Versace to make yourself look cool,
But when your child turns 18 and it's time for them to go to school, you didn't even have enough sense to say, let me open up a Gerber life-saving plan where it's only $40 a month. That's $10 a week. How much money do you jag off on weed? How much money do you jag off on cigarettes? How much money do you jag off on liquor? But yet and still, you don't want to break that generational curse. The generational curse where every generation is following the same footsteps as their forefathers, if not worse. How do you break that generational curse? My daughter knows what I do for a living. My daughter knows, Daddy, are we going to the hospital store today? She knows that Daddy is building something. Daddy's taking his money and investing in other things. You don't even invest it in your own children, so you can. It may not be you, but so not your children can have a better chance at life. So your children can have a better chance at life. Ask the average black whole family, how many black whole families do their children have a bank account?
Right. Wow.
Ask the question, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Before we even go to that, man, we're going to take a quick commercial, man. That's what I'm talking about. You just dropped the bomb on us, man. Let's do it.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace. On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'akra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Brothers and sisters, times have changed. We have record unemployment, high incarceration rates.
We have a certain group of leaders in our community that only show up when crime involves race with the police.
Do police kill black men in record numbers, or do black men kill each other in record numbers?
We have a serious problem here, Mr. Sharpton, Mr. Jackson.
When was the last time you saw one of these so-called leaders in your community addressing your needs, talking to you about real problems and real change?
Murders are a current thing. Our neighborhoods look like war zones. Our people are losing their homes, their jobs, and their livelihood.
But when there are no cameras around, our leaders are nowhere to be found. Brothers and sisters, where did we go wrong?
And we back, and we back in the building, man. Dennis Live Show right here with my other host, man, LB. Hey, man, call in 347-838-9106. Today, man, we're talking about African-American coin tossing. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about financial freedom. What is financial freedom? Man, how do you feel about that clip, LB? Did you check it out?
Yeah. Prime example, you know, one of our great leaders, or so-called great leaders, he's a son of a great, so-called great leader, is Jesse Jackson. His son, Junior, who was supposed to be trying to make things better for the black community, actually made a buffoon of himself and his whole family, and all in the process of greed. I have no sympathy for them. I have no sympathy for them at all. You know, here you have a family now trying to write letters. Should Sandy Jackson go to jail? Should I be sympathetic? They not sympathetic of Pookie and Ray Ray when he got caught driving, and the only thing he was doing was driving to try to go to work to feed his family because he needed transportation to get to work to feed his family. So they weren't sympathetic about his children. And here all along they were taking money and stealing money from people who gave it to them, hopefully to do better in the black community. But ultimately, they didn't do any better in the black community. They, if anything, they did worse to try to act like they were better than the other people trying to set precedent of saying, I'm better than. So most definitely, I'm 100% behind that clip. I wrote a poem some time ago, and it was something similar to that effect. As I sit back and unravel my pedigree, I see that my people feel with hatred, greed, and envy. To see what I see, my people feel with struggle and strife, where life has no real direction. Dazed and confused and also abused, we're often misled and very much so misused, like whores on a track where we can't turn our lives back for this fact that we are black and under attack. The enemy has a real plan, but we can win if we as a people live in less sin. And only then can we learn the true knowledge of self. But we base our lives upon wealth, which is detrimental to our health. We base our lives upon wealth, which is detrimental to our health. We are so busy chasing the dollar that we do not understand that what this dollar is supposed to do for us. We're busy chasing it. Then when we get it, what do you do with it? You trying to impress somebody who will not help you pay a bill. When you get flat on your back, that person is nowhere near to be found. If anything, they're talking about the same man. You see such and such how he fell off. He was the man at one point in time. Look at him now.
Nice. But you know what?
But at the end of this, at the end of it, what did you prove? Our leaders sucking, helping this so-called, and we call it a westernized culture, helping the westernized culture and not understanding. I truly believe that we were better off segregated than integrated. Some people would say integrated versus segregation, but where does integration get us? King even said, Dr. King, look, research his speeches. King even said, once we get this so-called freedom, we're going to squander it all away. Because every generation does not understand what it took for the next generation to get where they're at. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of black businesses out here. Like I said before, there is the black distributorship that distributes all to the airport. All the foods and everything who distribute to Midway Airport, the second largest airport here in Chicago, is distributed by a black company here on the south side of Chicago, right off of 87th Street. A lot of people don't know about that. There are a lot of affluent black businesses here. But understanding where we have come from, we should have a lot more than what we have now. We're only a third of our power. We're only a third. That's two-thirds that we're weak. We are two-thirds weak.
It's crazy. That's,
I went to Little Italy last night. Little Italy is still controlled by Italians. That's why it's called Little Italy. Italians still control it. Go through there at nighttime and see. They still control it. That's why it's called Little Italy. They still control their neighborhood.
Like you got the Koreatown, the Tokyo Yellow Chinatown, Koreatown. Yeah, Jewtown. They even took away Motown. You know what I'm saying? So it's just so crazy how as us. I'm just gonna say African American people, man. Just us people, man. Blacks alone, man. They say it's too late to wake up. But if it was too late to wake up, you'd be dead. So it's never too late. It's just that coming up with a plan, like the late great Marcus Garvey did. You know what I'm saying? Like just coming together and doing something to help support us. But it seems like we don't know how to handle the money, the currency, man. When the currency comes, you get over $1,000 in your bank account, man. Now you want to go, you know, flip out and buy a Italian Fiesta, the Italian shoes and the Italian cut cloth suits, or the my fault, or the microwave Jordans. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact of that. We don't put our dollar value back into our communities, man. It takes people. You have to move out of state. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to move to another state, man, in order to feel that community based feeling. You know what I'm saying? For instance, being here in Chicago, man, the South Side, the West Side, the North Side, the East Side. It's so segregated, man, that it's sad. You know, the South Side now is supposed to be the worst side. But really, a lot of people don't know that the North Side was worse than the South Side. It just looked good. Remember we were talking about that? The North Side, man, there was so many crime rates going on because it was a diverse nationality. So we had multiracial gangs. You know, you couldn't go on Clark Street. Or on Howard Street, or you can go on this other block. You can go on this other block because it was another gang, another turf. Now on the South Side, we all look alike. You know what I'm saying? And my whole point in saying that is, we are so how can I say this? Mediaized. The media, like multimedia, they don't emphasize us so bad to where you looked at. Because of your skin color as a threat. You look at it as a threat. Man, hell, and I'm not even going to lie, man, I've been guilty to saying this too. I'd be walking down the street, man, I got to turn and watch my back sometimes. There was a kid that was walking across the street, man.
Man.
I guess he was going to take his dad a hammer or something, man, but the dude had a hammer, and the way he had the hammer was like he was
aiming it up, getting aimed towards my head. But he was, you know, he was running past me with it. But I stopped and turned around, like, you know, I had to stand my grounds. And you know, stand your grounds too, man. You know, stand your grounds. That's a law.
Here in the state of Illinois, yes, it is.
Man, stand your grounds. Don't you know? And this is something, man. This is like the easy button that I'm gonna give to people, man. Don't you know that if you stand your grounds and you protect yourself, you're not really liable or held liable for that crime because you're protecting yourself. And that's what that means by standing your grounds. A person who comes to you with a gun or something like that and you fight, you defend yourself, you take that gun out of his hand or her hand and you shoot that person to kill him. With one shot, though, it got to be one shot. You can't do multiple because then that's considered you know what you're doing. One shot, and you can be, you know, not held guilty for that. And that's crazy, man. And this is another thing, too, man. The Caucasian was taught this growing up. Stand your grounds. We're going to go back with the Trayvon Martin a little bit. With Trayvon Martin, man, a lot of people, man, when us, as far as African-American people, when we looked at as, let's say we have an attitude problem. And we could have a bad day, man. I mean, look, man, we could have got short on our check. We could have got short, you know, anything. We could have came out of a bad relationship, or we could have got some bad news. And, you know, we probably going to the grocery store just to get something. And, you know, just going to say get some groceries for food or whatever, but you're not in a good mood. And let's say you were a Caucasian person, and the Caucasian person could feel like you're a threat and could use standing grounds that could kill you. It's crazy, man, how they could do this to you and we not even know this. You know, I have to learn about the stand your grounds. Look that up. Stand your grounds law. And it's so crazy how they're being taught that. Go ahead, brother. My bad. Go ahead.
No. I'm listening to you, brother.
Yeah.
110% on point.
Yeah, it's just the fact that, man, it's just, you know, I don't want to say I'm trying to wake our African-American people up because we are woke. It's just now, it's about, how can I put this, getting you out of a bad habit to try to put you in a good habit. You know what I'm saying? Because we got bad habits that we just can't shake. If we could just get our own hospital, I go with that. Just give us our own hospital in one community. Give us our own hospital in one community, not the county. That don't count. a nice hospital where it holds us. We could, you know, so when we get sick, whatever, when we regenerate the money, whatever, it goes back to the black-owned business. I bet you we'll start growing because we'll start getting healthier. Because, you know, African-American know what African-American. We know our body types, our DNAs. And all that stuff or whatever. You know, we'll start getting healthier to go to work. We probably get something, man, that's probably more mental than we need far as a prescription, you know, drug. You know, it was something else, man, that I learned, too, that people, it's this book, like, I can't even say the word, obesity, a person being obese. Don't you know that it's this book, man, that goes off your DNA. If you can find out your blood type, it's a book that goes off your DNA. It'll tell you what all you can and you cannot eat. You know what I'm saying? It'll tell you exactly if you can eat this. You know, it might be something, man, you might be AB positive or you know what I'm saying, B negative or O negative, whatever that is. And it could tell you might not like pork. You might not like beef. But it tells you that's what you have to eat in order to maintain the healthiness in your body. That's why a lot of people now, man, is eating, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people that's obese, they eating right now chicken and chicken and chicken and chicken, and that's all they eat is chicken and fish and chicken and fish, but they still ain't lose no weight. It can be something else, man, that your bloodstream probably needs.
It's another thing, you know, You can eat, but you still have to exercise. You can eat, but you still have to vitamins. You can eat, but you still have to drink a lot of water. It's like, you know, it's like such a cliche where you see a person
They're eating a big meal, but then they got a Diet Coke sitting right next to them. It's like, are you serious? You got a Diet Coke, but you got this big, huge meal over here? Are you serious? Come on, get real. Are you really trying to lose weight, or are you just trying to fool yourself? At some point in time, you have to stop trying to fool yourself, because we have had so many wools pulled over our eyes that we're doing nothing but fooling ourselves. At the end of the day, that's all we're doing, is fooling ourselves. We're not actually trying to get to the solution and to the problem and the solution. The solution starts with your children. If it doesn't start with anything else, it starts with your children. Are your children exercising? These people can run around, you know as well as I know. I'm in a social club. Okay, what is a social club doing for you? What are you doing exactly in this social club that is making that is life-changing? We're collecting money for the homeless. They're homeless already. They're old and homeless. They made their decision. Not to disrespect them, but the truth of the matter is they made their decision. They homeless. They want to get up out of the situation, they know what to do. What are you doing in investing in your children? You want to put your children in extracurricular activity. Put them in an educational program. Teach your children how to read. Teach your children how to spell. Teach your children how to do math. Education. If you do not know how to add, you cannot be involved in worldly events. Not just here in the United States, worldly events. Teach your children to compete on a world level, not just in the net, just in your classroom. Economics starts with your children. You may not know how to read or write, but do you know how to add? No, you know how to pay bills, because we all got to pay bills. Do you read to your children at night? Don't just prop them up in front of the television. Read to them. Cut the television off. Ain't no more television today. Pick up a book. Read it. Tell me something about the book. Education, it starts with your children. If we want to break the cycle that we're in right now, you have to educate. Education, as far as finances, got to start somewhere. That's where you break your cycle with your children.
What I'm talking about, man. You know what, man? We'll play a quick song, man, and play a quick song. We're going to commercial. We're going to come on back, man. We're going to let them go ahead and get them, let our listeners, people still calling in, man, and that's what's up, man. I appreciate y'all calling in. I guess they don't want to hit that button. They just pretty much want to listen. But the number here is, man, 347-838-9106. We'll play this song, man. It's my boy, man. Let's go.
Anticipating what you would do to me. mission, switching positions, we so explicit. Oh,
you've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gon' do to me? Don't talk about it, see it, body. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Girl, I can't wait to get you home. Talk a good game, man. Come on, hollin' about what you gon' do to me. We're talking
yeah.
about it, see it, body. Let me see,
believe it.
Let me see.
Got on all my ice, talking cash. Been ballin' all my life, Lamborghinis, fast whips. She down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide. We run the streets, but on G5s, I'm talking fly. Boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on warning. She on my warning poster, so rocking my mimosa. I'm ballin' like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue. She blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive. Her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction. I swear I'm through it. Rosé and Usher Raymond. Girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice. I said we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you couldn't make me call. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it.
Your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do.
Let me out.
I don't know. I got to look on the receipt. It's probably about like $24, $25.
All right, now we back in the building. LB.
What's up? What's up?
Man, we got about a good 10 minutes on this, man, African American coin tossing, man. I'm going to share my story with you, man, before we go to the next topic, man. That's what is financial freedom, dog. So let me go have fun with that, too. But, man, basically, man, like I'm saying, man, you know, I went to a gas station, man. You know, I wonder why we can't get no black owned gas stations. And if we do, which I'm sure we do, you know, they need to put their stuff on the map, man. We got this app, man, that Kim Ward had gave up. She had introduced to me. It's called Around the Way. It's an app called Around the Way app. And that's what, like, it'll pull up a lot of black-owned businesses, in an area near you. So, you know, that's one thing, man. But, man, Joe, how you feel about those gas stations, man? They jacking up the bread and the milk. The bread was, like, $5, man. The milk was, like, $4.50. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand it's a convenient gas station, you know what I'm saying? I know that stuff, but, you know, you just grab stuff at the last minute. So, you know, it would be a little bit higher than a normal grocery store, but a convenience store. So I think I paid double for convenience charges, and I paid for luxury taxes, and I paid for relaxed taxes. You know what I'm saying? I think I paid for 3 loaves of bread versus that 1 loaf of bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. First and foremost, you got to look at it as far as it's not just our neighborhood who own the gas station, but where is the oil coming from and who owns the majority of the oil. So what happens is it became a barter system here. The black community became a barter system where America destroyed a lot of their lands over there. And the trade-off was you can come and make a lot of money here in America in the black neighborhoods. It's not as many Arabs in a white neighborhood, but there are Arabs there. But there are a lot more Arabs owning gas stations in our neighborhoods because of government regulations letting them have them. And once again, we don't understand the dollar. So by us not understanding the dollar, this brings us back to full circle as far as saying, hey, by you not understanding the dollar, you won't understand this market either. So you're not going to make a big old fuss because why? The only thing you're really concerned about is putting the gas in your car. You're concerned about buying the car and putting the gas in your car so you can get your Gucci and your Prada. That's it. So if you're not concerned about who owns this gas station, then you never did the homework as far as with your alderman or your committee men or your state representative, congressmen, of how did these gas stations get in our community? And why isn't there any black-owned gas station? And who wants to own a gas station?
Right.
If you're not interested in getting into the game, you'll never know why the game is even being played.
Wow. But my whole point in saying that is the major stuff, the gas station. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a major level gas station, not just you pay and you go here, gas station. I mean more like a big corporation gas station, you know what I'm saying, with good octane. These hospitals, man, why we don't have, you know, black-owned hospitals? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just going to be comical a little bit, all right? Do you think that if it's time for a surgery to happen, do you think that black person going to be late getting there to do the surgery or what?
Well, there are black physicians out here. As far as the number of black physicians, I can't tell you. You know, we're always seeing Arabs or, you know, Philippines in their, you know, on operating rooms, so on and so forth for whites. You know, there are black physicians, and you see some, but not in great numbers as they were back in the day. Are we even looking towards that? I don't know, as a career. I don't know, you know. Does the, as just even getting, receiving the education in order for you to get into that field, is that, does that happen to be a problem? Because you have to understand, Barack Obama didn't even pay off his student loans until he was almost in the office. So at the end of the day, you're looking at about how much money was he spending out in order for him to be in the field that he was in, him and his wife. You know,
education costs, man, and you know, I hate to say this around all the way around the board as far as all nationalities. I think our country here in the United States is priding themselves on eating its young. And I really truly believe that that's what they pride themselves in eating their young. They don't pride themselves in trying to have everything equal. I think the thing of the situation now will be, and this is not just us as a culture, this is all okay across the board, of the haves and have-nots. You have and you don't have not. So I think, like I said, it boils down to re-education. We have to reprogram our thought processes.
So do you think that as far as about a woman being covered up, well, we got about 3 minutes, about a woman being covered up and they can't look at nobody, their body can't be seen but only to their husband, and that means that's more of a bondage, or is that under the act of God saying that, you know, hey, by this woman is being only solely and solely to me in a different culture, you think that's more of the women as far as their knowledge base?
Well,
versus,
It's another part.
Versus the African-American women. They are freely, they wear a little skimpy stuff. So not all of them, some of them wear a little skimpy stuff, flaunt it out, doing what they want to do, cursing you out, doing whatever it is, versus, on the other hand, this is what it is with another culture. Do you think that it's a big difference there? Because the women, they say the women are the leaders behind a strong man. So what you think?
I think, yes, a lot of in that culture, yes, I think the women are strong leaders behind a strong man. I truly believe that. I truly believe that by them not revealing their true identity as far as their sexuality, it cuts out a whole lot of unnecessary things. It cuts out temptation. It cuts out your mind even going in that direction, because your mind is concentrated on something totally different. You know, what is your mind focused on? Here, our women's minds are not focused on the same things that their women's minds are focused on. Their women's minds are focused upon family. Our women's minds are not focused upon family. Our women's minds are focused upon career and sexuality. It's a difference. If I have a strong family, then that means I can build stronger. Because why? What did they do? They pride themselves on building a strong foundation. That's what they pride themselves on, building a strong foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation, everything else falls. No matter what you build on it, it's going to crumble and fall. So do other nationalities come over here and prosper more? Yes. Because why? They have a stronger foundation. But even a lot of those cultures that are coming over here are becoming more and more westernized. So by them becoming more and more westernized, their foundations are eroding, because at the end of the day, they're trying to be more and more like the European woman, because it's glamorized on television. This is the image of success. In order for you to be successful, this is what you have to do. We're in some troubling times, brother.
Yeah, it is.
Tell you.
Well, let's go to commercial, man, and we're going to go to the second round. Good shot, LB. Let's do it.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Today I have 10 reasons that things that the people are doing in their ordinary life, normal people, that is preventing them from becoming wealthy. And I'm sure some of these things that I actually go over today will kind of touch home. And I'll be very brief because I want to get through all 10 of them. I'm brief about why a brand new car is one of the dumbest things to buy. Okay, first of all, a car is a bad, and when I say bad, it's a terrible investment. And the reason why is because a car depreciates. So it's definitely a bad investment. So if you want to buy a car, which I don't even believe in making car payments, but anyway, if you do want to do that and get into that trap, wait till someone drives it. Let someone drive it for a year or two and let the price go way down and buy the car on sale. Because a car that's, let's say, maybe $20,000 in 2009, I guarantee you in 2011, you know, this car will probably be worth maybe $13,000. That's a $7,000 savings. So don't buy a car brand new. If you're me, buy a car paid for cash, because car payments, nah. A car is meant to get you from A to B. So I won't elaborate too much on that one, but let's move on. The second thing, there's this rumor going around in America that owning a home is the American dream. Okay? Now, owning a home is a great feeling, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, if you're fresh out of college, because this seems like what happens is when people graduate from college, they bust open the gates, they want to get married so fast and bring the child in, and next thing you know, they go into a home with student loan debts from racking up when they were in college. The baby needs things, and then they have a house payment tied onto that. If you cannot afford to pay 20% down on a home, you don't need a home. That if an emergency happens while you're in that home, you're in a world of hurt, because you're going to have to scramble or borrow money from someone else. Because one thing about a home, if you don't have a nice down payment, you're going to be house poor. Meaning, if your mortgage is $100,000, and if you go in the house with zero down, your monthly payments will be kind of high. So don't rush to get a home. Save money first. Do it responsibly. Third thing. What happened with the third thing? Oh, doodads. Doodads are things that I call like things you can't live without. The Xbox 360, both speakers, your jet skis, and all this other kind of stuff, right? We know we want to have them, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it, but buy them.
Man, we back in the building. We on round two. What is financial freedom? Hey, man, you heard that, LB?
I heard it. My truck is not a brand new truck. It is a used truck. It's a one-owner car. It's 2009. We are in 2013. How many years is that? You do the math. 10, 11, 12, 2013, 4 years. So now, within 4 years, I bought a car that only had 46,000 miles on it. It wasn't even broken in good, because 50,000 miles is a brand new car. That's when the car was broken in, was at 50,000 miles.
Right.
So, I went to you, you told me that was a good buy because, for $20,000, I got a car that's a 2009 with the same body as a 2013. Same everything, same dashboard, same everything. But also what came on the 20 doesn't come on the 2013 is my running board. The back end of my truck is coated. 2013 don't come with that. All 2013s don't come with Bluetooth. So at the end of the day, did I get a good deal? I would like to think I did. And
wow. My
truck pays for itself. I'm not driving it just for fashion. Well, I am driving it for fashion, but it works where I'm able to make money and be fashionable with the truck. Beautiful thing. He was 110% on point on everything he said. Matter of fact, you need to play that commercial as often and as many times as possible. But unfortunately, you may have played that commercial, but very few will listen to what you really have to say, because the average person is living for the Joneses. They want to be the big man on the block. They're not living for themselves. They're living for the Joneses.
Right.
They want to impress somebody else. And at the end of the day, when you get broke and you don't have any more money, you go ask that same person who you were just trying to impress to help you out with the money. My godson yesterday said to me, he said, "Who is that? Is that somebody famous?" We was in Little Italy yesterday. He said, "Who is that? Is that somebody famous?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Because they keep asking about, you know, who is that? Who?" I said, "Well, let me explain it to you like this. If he was somebody famous, am I going to run over there and try to get his autograph and anything?" I said, "For what? He just make a little bit more money than I do.
Right.
And if I ask him for some money, is he going to give me some?" Nope.
Should I tell you a story about that?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Man, look, man. Yeah, he was dead on. I'm going to have to play that clip again, too. One more good time, man. You know, people are chiming in. Again, the number here is 347-838-9106. Earlier through the show, man, last hour we were talking about African-American coin tossing. Now we're talking about what is financial freedom. So I played a clip, man. We played 1 through 3, so I'm going to play it one more time.
Okay.
People can kind of hear it and listen to it, but we still got to get through it because we got, what, 7 more to go, you know what I'm saying, like far as the law. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm gonna play that clip in a little bit. But anyway, man, I want to tell you a story, man. When you said, man, this guy said he got a little bit more money than you. Don't you know, man, as far as a lot of us, man, a lot of African-American black people, man, we tell on ourselves, man. When another brother goes to another brother, let's say he says this, man, I say, okay. And I got this from Umar John, by the way. He was talking about how, you might be familiar with this dude, how people be flipping houses, right? They flip these houses, get this money, get the straw man, the straw back off the money, off the back end, all that stuff, whatever. And you go to their brother, you say, "Hey, man, how do you flip these houses so I can start making money?" They tell you, "All right, man, don't worry about it. I'll let you know when time comes." But if it was a Caucasian there, he dressed up nice, whatever it is, don't you know, man, we would run to that Caucasian man and tell him all the business, tell him everything about what's going on, how to flip a house, how to do this, how to make that money. And then next thing you know, guess what? Your business is their business.
Another thing that Umar Johnson has said too, man, he said, look at Russell Simmons. Didn't Russell Simmons run Def Jam? He don't even own Def Jam no more. You know what I'm saying? Because the fact is that we tell too much. We don't know how to keep it within our community to do that and share our own thoughts with ourselves, amongst ourselves, with the African-American people, man. And again, I don't want nobody thinking I'm prejudiced, racist, no way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm just I'm an African-American brother. I was labeled as with this title. That's what I am. You know, so westernized, okay, cool, so be it. I'm not trying to start a riot, but I just want to encourage our black people a little bit more, man, with what's going on. We need more motivation, man, and encouragement and education in order to, you know, do better with what's going on. I could take this, you know, my ideas and my thoughts, I could give them to you, man, but it's up to you, man, if you're going to use them or not. I'm still going to get the knowledge because God blessed me with it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still going to get that knowledge, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. So I can give you knowledge all day, and my brain is always ready to learn. So I'm not no better than the next person. I'm not no better than a person that's making $1 billion, and I'm not no better than a person that's a homeless bum in a shelter. I look at everybody the same way. I'm going to treat you with respect because that's how I was raised. And if you want to sit down and you want to talk to me, I will talk. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem. If you want to teach me something, educate me. If you want to ask me a question, man, ask away. If I don't know it, I'm not afraid to tell you, hey, let me get back with you on that or what you know about that, or let's look it up in the dictionary and see what we can do to go there. But you did tell that person that was right, man. You know, why would I go over there and, you know what I'm saying, and praise that person because he's rich? Now, my thing is, now going over there and shake his hand and say, brother, I want to, you know, say congratulations to you because, you know, you made it out. But the thing is now, it's not about when you make it through that door and you made it, you're supposed to keep that door open, man, and reach back, man, and bring other people up with you, man. And that's what this is about, man. And another thing is, well, let me say this really quick. For the people that's tuning in, man, right now we're talking about what is financial freedom. You know, and, me and LB, we was talking about far as nobody's better than nobody, you know, educating people on what's going on and how we can stop spending our money, you know what I'm saying, so recklessly. And I played a couple of clips. Well, I played one clip, you know what I'm saying, it had three. He gave out 10 laws on it on why we are broke, or why people are still poor. And I'm going to play that clip a little bit later again. But go ahead, LB. Say what you have to say, brother. I just wanted to do a recap. A lot of people are calling in now.
Yeah, the brother who asked about the autograph, the young man asked about the autograph. I applaud that person has made it, has gone somewhere, is trying to do something better with their life. And in the same breath of air, I got to look at the dollars and cents of it. Russell Simmons, he no longer owns Def Jam. But just to see the brother get there and say, hey, we could be music moguls as well. Now, what else can we do with our money in order to make more money? We have to educate ourselves to the degree of what are we going to do with our dollars. And that's what I love about that clip. What do you do with your money? Yes, you work hard for it. Our parents, and you know this as well as I know this, our parents scuffled and worked hard to buy a home here in America. Yes, that is one of the dreams here in America, home and land ownership. Land ownership. I own the land because sometimes people buy homes and don't own the land that the house sits on, but they own the home. But the person who owns the land has the last say-so. Because if he wants to build something else, he will make you a proposition and tell you you have to leave your land, and this is how much we feel that your house is worth on my land. So you also have to educate yourself to that degree as, do I own the land that my house sits on? Another thing is that once we these homes are passed down from generation to generation and it gets in our hands, are you able to understand what it is to keep your home, interest rates, taxes? A large number of us lost our homes to taxes because we did not understand just because you own the house that you still have to pay taxes here. Taxes is not a bad thing. You got to understand where is the tax money going towards. Hey, that's not my problem. I paid it so I can have a small piece of the pie here in America. But a lot of times we don't understand that. So we're stuck where somebody else is sitting back waiting to buy our home for at a very cheap price. Now,
right.
Understanding what is your responsibility as far as within the ownership. Sometimes everybody is not able to be financially free on that level. So are you able to afford all of the responsibilities that come along with owning a home? Because you have to maintain that property. You have to maintain the grounds. You have to maintain everything on the inside of it, the plumbing, the electrical, carpentry, the grass, the pruning of the trees, washing machine, dryer. It's a lot of that goes into it. That's where condos come into play because, hey, at the end of the day with a condo, I own this little piece of apartment. Understand this. A little piece of an apartment, but I don't have as much responsibility as somebody who owns a home. So now it goes back down to, what level of responsibility do you want to own in this piece of America? Everybody's not able to own that responsibility or maintain that responsibility. So, and you go back down to square one again. What is your responsibility level and what are you trying to accomplish here in this life? So, it's a lot into it. It's something that some things I feel that our parents should have taught us. My parents didn't teach me, and they own their own. But was I willing to learn at the time either? It's a whole nother ball game. So now I'm in the position where I learned the hard way about a lot of things, but I did eventually wise up and learn. And so it took heed to wanting to learn because I do not want to be one of those people out there sitting on my ass and not able to produce anything. Because one thing is for sure, I don't care what country you move to, you will have to produce.
Absolutely.
Even for them brothers to say, we need to go back to Mother Africa, you're going to have to produce in Mother Africa too.
I'm going to tell you something. Even for the brothers that say, man, we can go back to Africa, they might embrace us, but at the same time, they're going to be looking at us with one eye open and one eye closed because they look at us as white people in black skin, because they know we westernized. They know we're not the same as we used to be with that. But that's a different story, man. But I'm gonna take a quick call, LB. Yeah,
go ahead.
Brother right here, man. He's supposed to be on the show yesterday, man. He's supposed to be on this hip hop show, man. We'll talk to him in a minute. That's my little brother, man, right here, Illinois, man. What's up, bro?
What's happening, man?
How you feeling, man?
I'm all good.
What's up, man? Yeah, man, I know you want to, you know, put an input on this African-American thing here, man. Go ahead, man. The financial freedom, man. What did you want to share?
All right, man. I look at it like this, man. Black people, as, you know, I ain't racist or nothing. Let me just put that out there in the clear. But black people as a whole don't stick together, period, you know? And then it's like black people, they got their priorities wrong, you know. A lot of black people got their priorities wrong. Like if you look at white people, you know what I'm saying, you can look at a white man and his shoes is run down to the ground, his pants run down to the ground, but he's sitting on $40 million, you know. But black people, we all dressed up. We all got all the True and all the Fendi and all the Gucci, and that's all we got to show for it, is a Gucci belt, you know what I'm saying, or some Fendi shoes. when all at the same time, when all at the same time, if you, you know, get your priorities in order and get everything straight, you know, you can be like the next person, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, like, stop, black people have to stop paying so much attention to shiny stuff. You know what I'm saying? Shiny, everything new, that's what they want. And it get old in a couple of months. But why not put your money up for a house, a car, you know, or invest your money, something to make it grow. You know what I'm saying? And it's like conserving energy. Black people don't know how to conserve energy. Everything's on in a black person's house at one time. Microwave, blow dryer, lights, TV. You know what I'm saying? It's like out of all these years that we've been growing as a race, all these years we've been growing as a race, we still ain't really growing because we ain't seeing what the other people can't see. You feel me? It's like you got to have three eyes in this game, and you got to see what other people can't see. You got to get your priorities right. You know?
Right. I feel you, man. I feel you on that, man. You know, the one thing that we can say as African American people, man, we all know how to go to that same store that got the Jordans. You know what I'm saying? We all know how to go to that same chicken shack that got the best mouth sauce. We all know how to go to that same spot who could do the lining or the twisty or the braids real good. You know what I'm saying? That's the hottest person on the thing. You know what I'm saying? So we do have some kind of sense of direction to go to get something that's, you know, some kind of quality for it. Now, when it comes down to Prada, Gucci, all that stuff, whatever, don't get me wrong, man, I love that stuff. I mean, it's cool. It's not us, you know what I'm saying? But when you get a African, pan-African person, man, making the same exact style but just a different color, we don't want to buy that, the dashikis or anything like that or whatever, man, because it look kind of, I guess it look kind of cheesy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I call myself saying, I mean, I'm going to try to rock one day. And I'm saying to myself, like, why would I want to try to rock it? Huh?
It's all about how you swag it. You know, put your swag on.
You know what I'm saying? You got to swag it. I'm like, man, you know, to me it's like, okay, when you take them clothes off, man, we can't take our skin off. You know what I'm saying? So my point is, it's like, us sticking together, the only way we can stick together, man, they got to be something where we all can come to agreeance in. You know what I'm saying? We can sit down and say, okay, well, let's see how we can get this money together. You know what I'm saying? That's when it comes to financial freedom. Now, with financial freedom, man, it's about having a residual income, you know what I'm saying, that you don't have to work. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing Bill Gates said this the best. He said, man, I'd rather have 99 people that works than to have me doing all the work 99 times.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if I do all the work 99 times, if I stop, that means I'm not going to eat no more. But if I got 99 people that's doing it, I get 1% off all the 99 people, I'm still cool because I'm still making money. And that's what everybody is doing right now, man, you know, with that, when it comes down to the financial freedom and whatnot, man. And, you know, I like the fact of what you had, you keyed in on, man. You was like, man, you know, how we buying this stuff. When you look up here, the flat screen TVs, stuff that depreciates in value after a certain amount of years. And what's so crazy about it is we know this.
Right.
You know what? We finna come out with what's the new now? We got the Galaxy 4s and we got the iPhone 5s. Man, guess what? You already know in 3 more months, be prepared to get the 6 or the 7.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? You're going to need the 6 or the 7 in 3 more months. That's the plan of getting more money. You know, you would think that people in competition, like say all these JBs and all the clothing stores that you see on one strip, you think they're in competition because that's what they show you. But all the time, you know, it's like an Arab chain. You know what I'm saying? They all work together. If you can't get it from here, get it from down there. It's all going to the same place. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
It's like black people hate on each other or something. Like, real talk.
It's to the point where it's just on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Dude,
like
man, go ahead.
You
can go ahead, my fault.
Yeah, it's like, I was just agreeing with you, like it's done on purpose. Like, they don't want to see you with do better. You know, this is all bad, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, look, man, that's what I'm going to do, man. I'm gonna play this second clip, man, for four. I know that y'all just tuned in. I'm going to play one through three again, too, man. You know what I'm saying? To go all the way around. But I'm gonna play this part two of this second clip here, and then then I'm gonna play that first clip again, and then we can just go ahead and list it out. You know, so y'all let me know what y'all think. There we go.
Fourth thing, clothes. Okay, all you guys out there and gals, you gotta have the name brand stuff. If the shirt doesn't have a polo emblem on it, you're not the guy. You know, or if the bag doesn't have a Coats or a Louis Vuitton deal on it, you know, you're not in the in crowd, you know. Shop at stores like Ross, because those name brand goods, when they're not sold in those stores, they go right over to Ross, and you can buy them for a reduced price. What sense does it make to buy an $80 shirt from Banana Republic when, you know, later on you can buy that same shirt for $17 at Ross? Or even go to secondhand stores, go to thrift stores, because that's becoming a trendy thing now. You would find some great buys. You would be actually surprised at some, like, shirts and things that look actually brand new. Okay? Fifth thing we have here is, for all those guys who couldn't wait to get into a home and never had any money saved, and all of a sudden you want to get some money all of a sudden, you know, and fix up the house, you do this thing they call refinancing, okay? All that does is bury you more into debt, because refinancing is a dumb thing. Your goal in the house should be to pay that thing off as soon as possible. I don't care if you get a 30-year loan, which is a bad thing. You should get a 15-year loan. If they give you 15 years to pay it off in 7 to 8. Because if you're young and without a house payment, you can take that money and you can use it to start building wealth. Okay. Let's get into the sixth one. The sixth one is people don't have emergency funds. Save your own money. What's the difference is if you save $1,000 in account for an emergency, right, versus $1,000 on a credit card, all right, if you have your emergency and you can pay for it cash, it's done. But with the credit card, you got this $1,000 in the emergency, you took it on this, you put it on the credit card, now you got to pay your $25 a month payments or this, and then what if another emergency comes? You just pile it on top. All right, let's get to number seven. Seven is eating out too much. There's a website called allrecipes.com. You and your loved one can get together and you can plan your meals out for the whole week. Greek food, Mexican food, Indian food, you have it. I mean, you have better choices on there than you would at a restaurant. And plus, you're making it for a third of the price. And you get some bonding time with your mate. Saving money, and that's the big thing. You're saving money. Because we're saving money to build wealth. All right. Eighth thing, going out too much. If you're going out to clubs and you're buying VIP tables and you only have a, you know, 40, 45, 50,000 a year income, whatever, you're blowing your money. You know, if you really want some entertainment and some things to do, do it every once in a while, but invite some friends over. Have them bring some the beers over, or Coke if you don't drink, or whatever, you know, and just hang out with them, you know, and for a third of the price, but you still have the fun, you know. All right, number nine, loaning money out to family members. If you have some moochers in your family, I tell you right now, the first thing you tell them is no, because they're not your responsibility. And second of all, if you find out that they are having problems where they have to ask you for money, hey, give them some of these principles. In America, we shouldn't have people like that unless you're, if you're incapable, maybe with some physical challenge or something like this. Now, that's different. But if you're walking and you're 100% great, You know, you shouldn't have to be borrowing money from people. It means you need to get your life in order. And the last thing is, people don't have a budget. Okay? Now, the reason why you have a budget is because, and this is why it's a good thing, because you tell your money what to do. The money doesn't tell you what to do. Usually in situations, we have people who, if your money tells you what to do, what you will find out is that every time you get paid or whatever, or before you get paid, before your next paycheck, you have no more money in the bank. And you wonder why this happens. And you ask yourself that famous question, like, where did all my money go? What did I spend it on? And just real quick, to let you know why this is so important. You're doing these things now so you can live like no one else later. So you can live great later. You're making the decisions now to live great later. Because when you come out of college, guys, let me tell you something. You're not rich. Okay? You don't have money when you come out of college. You just left a poor situation. Now, all of a sudden, to everybody else, you want to look like you have so much money, you're doing so great. But you're not. You're not doing great until you can go to your bank account and you see $100,000 to $200,000 and you're debt-free. And you're on your way to becoming a millionaire because you made the right choices. Once you set your foundation up like this, then you can live like no one else. Set your foundation up first, then go out and do those things. Not do those things and then you can't set your foundation up. So, I got through those. So, thanks for letting me get some off my chest, and I hope you guys can use this. And I'm applying it in my own life, too. So, signing off.
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworldone.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Let me out.
All right, man. We back in the building, man. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Wow. So what y'all think about that clip, man?
Well, I'm gonna say this about and I'm part of that problem too. I like Polo. I think it states a sense of class. I think everybody wants to be at the top. I don't care where we at, what nationality. Everybody wants to find the things in life. And I feel that if you work hard, you should receive them hard. I think that it's financial irresponsibility to turn around and take funds from something else that is needed just to go buy those frivolous things. But if you are working hard to acquire these things, then you need to wear these things. That is just my opinion. If I work hard, I should be able to play just as hard.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't take my gas money that's going to pay for heat and washing myself up, so on and so forth, and go buy me some Gucci and Prada and say, F the gas bill. Then when the gas company come along, then you want to call the customer man out or call somebody to cut it on illegally. That's financial irresponsibility. I think every nationality wants to live good. Every nationality wants to live good. I don't see anything wrong with trying to acquire the finer things in life. But when you sacrifice one thing for another, then that's when it becomes a problem. As far as the way we eat our food and so on and so forth, it's very much so dead on target as far as how we eat our food. First and foremost, that is one of the key the problems with our culture now is obesity is because we are eating unhealthy. It is more economically feasible to eat and cook your food at your house versus going out to eat. Buying a hot dog for a whole hot dog meal when you can go buy you a hot dog, pack a hot dog for $4 and some change to last you a few days for $3 and some change for that hot dog. That's financial irresponsibility because you only bought one hot dog versus you have a pack of 12. Financial irresponsibility. So at the end of the day, he is very much so right. But if you have the money leisurely to spend on that type of stuff, I have no problem. I don't see any problem with you doing that. I don't see any problem with you doing that. I just see a problem with it when you don't have it versus here you walk up to a person's house and you gotta jump up two flights of stairs just to get to the third step in order to get in the front door because you didn't even want to fix your own front porch. But you got a Jaguar sitting in the front.
Right.
You got the Cadillac sitting in the front. The front door hanging all off its hinges and everything. You know, it's just financial irresponsibility. You know, if you're not even teaching your children financial responsibility to buy monetary things that depreciate in value. Needs of all.
Right. Well, I don't know what you think, bro.
Man, look, I'm going to stay in Gucci, Prada, Fendi, and everything. You did. Queued up on the floor. Nah. But look, man, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, when you got extra money, like people have extra money. This funny that y'all was on this topic because I was just talking to my girl about this like 5 minutes before I called. You know, I was telling her, like, every time we had extra money, an extra $5,000 or something like that, we don't need to go run and spend our money, you know? We could just find some, you know, like a put it in our bank account or a shoebox or something and put it up for a rainy day or just to stack more money. But that'd be the problem, you know? People like to spend money. And then number nine. Oh, yeah. I have to talk about number nine. Stop giving your family members money just because they know you got it. Real talk. They ain't work for it. You know what I'm saying? If you got it to help out and you feel like helping out, you know what I'm saying? Don't never let nobody take your kindness for weakness. If you got it to help out, then help them out if you can, you know, but don't break your neck to try to help the next person. You hear? Don't break your neck.
Let me borrow them Gucci shoes you got on right now, then. Let me borrow them. I'll get back to you.
I got some Gucci slippers up in here for you, my dude. I don't wear the slippers, and you can have them. Just give me your address. My name on Facebook is YTS Illinois.
That's what
I'm
about.
Hey, listen, I like that in you. I got some Gucci loafers at the crib. I ain't even stepped in. This is real talk. I got some Gucci loafers at the crib. I ain't even stepped in. All
right.
What's everybody call my life?
We're going to swap then, all right? You showing people how to save money and energy.
Hey, look, but real talk, though. The one word that I was taught that is a valuable word is the word no.
Is the word what?
No. N-O. No.
No.
Now, why is no a very valuable word? Because I would rather tell you no than to mess up our friendship. Because money is going to mess up our friendship. So if you ask me for it, I'm going to tell you no. Why? Because it's going to mess up our friendship.
Wow.
Dennis is an advocate of that right now. Money almost messed up her friendship because she didn't understand about the power of when you gave that money, that you just may not get that back. If you get it back, if you get it back, that's a plus. But if you don't get it back, hey, listen, you gave it. And it almost messed up a relationship.
Wow.
So, no, I have no problem with the word no. You tell me no, I have no problem with it. Hey, listen, you tell me yes. You tell me yes, you're going to be willing to deal with all the consequences with that word. Hey, right now. Because if I die tomorrow, you ain't going to knock on my cat, give me some bread back. You ain't going to die just yet. Come on, give me that little bread back. Lord, bring his ass back to life. I need that $80. It's gone. You can't get it back. Don't even cry over it. It's gone. You don't get the money from somebody else.
People feel like it
rolled
over to the next person when you die.
Huh? You
can't
roll it over.
People feel like it rolled over to the next person when you die.
I'm sure.
You owe them $80 in bed, you're going to your mama to get the $80.
Wow.
But yeah, man, it's all about how you manage your money, you know?
Absolutely. Well, that was another thing that he was saying, you know what I'm saying? We always supposed to pay out, you know, this is something that he didn't state, is when you do get paid, man, you're at least supposed to pay yourself 20 cents, man. I mean, well, 20% off of everything that you make, man. That's like, that's your own personal thing to you, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you get $100, at least put $20 to $25 of that just to the side, man. You know what I'm saying? And then worry about your bills or whatever. The first thing that we do, man, is as soon as we get our money, man, we got to pay the bills. And it's like, okay, we pay the bills for the luxury. You know what I'm saying? Some of the bills that we paying on, we really don't really need, man. I mean, it's just we inherit that. And, you know, and what they say is like bad habits or monthly bills, man, it becomes a reflex after you keep on doing it after routine. Look at these Android phones, man, and these iPhones. Like, I'm just going to use them for a minute. And look at how back then with the phones, man, we used to pay a guap for the phones. Now they're giving it to us for free. Sign up for us for 24 months. You get it for free. Man, that's a year and a half, almost 2 years that you're going to get up out of me. You don't get 12 racks up out of me or $2,400 up out of me versus $99 phone that I just paid for. And that's just so crazy, man, that we're not even thinking because we just want to get the, you know, the luxury and we want to be with the Joneses. You know what I mean? And that's good. You know, it's kind of, you know, crazy, man, how we look at that, man, you know? It's weird, man.
Right.
Wow. You know.
Hey, man, well, I had fun rapping with y'all. You see the baby kids don't woke up. I got to tend to them.
Yeah, man, go ahead, man. Do your thing, bro.
I'm going to continue to listen, though, all right?
All right, cool, man. Not a problem, man. Thank you for rocking with us, man.
Other brothers enjoy all day, too, man.
Hey, man, we're going to rock your song, too, man. We need some more music for you, man. I'm trying to get on my back end, man, at least drop this track. I'm going to try to drop this song, man. If we have enough time, I'm going to try to drop this song for you. Shorty Say, that's him, y'all, for all that don't know, man. That's my boy, you know, we were rocking that Shorty Say track, man. And you know what, Illinois, man, how can we get in contact with you, man, you know, to do shows and stuff, man? Let them know.
Man, y'all, you can follow me on Instagram at Illinois89. You can follow me on Twitter at Illinois89. You can add me on Facebook at YTS Illinois. Or you can just gmail me at illinois6216@gmail.com.
Yeah, man. That's what we're talking about.
Features, everything. Get at me.
All right, cool, man. Hey, man, we got a big family movie, man, that's coming up, man. So I'm gonna get up with you on the back end, man, and talk to you. All right, man. Thanks for rocking with us, huh?
All right.
LB. Where LB at? But anyway, man. All right, man. These clips, man, that we had, man. You know, we got Peso on deck. He on the back end. But anyway, man, we pretty much rocking with African American coin tossing, man, and you know, saying what is financial freedom. And so now we are on financial freedom, and we have played the second part of the clip of why people are poor. You know, saying that he did 4 through 10. You know, and it was just some things, man, that was stated, man, that, you know, that we do really have to be, you know what I'm saying, as people. It's not just African-American people, man. It's just people that are just struggling right now, man. We are, you know, these are the things that you need to be aware of, you know, so you can try to get ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all this is, man. It's this whole matrix of working, you know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, we making, you know, $30,000 a year, but we living on a $50,000 a year budget. How can you do that? You see what I'm saying? That means you automatically in the game to rob Peter to pay Paul. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But, you know, you rob the Susie to pay Sally. And then also, too, man, an emergency fund. You know what I'm saying? This is something I have to be aware of, man. You know, it was something that, man, my boy Chad Thompson had said to me. He said, Susie, what's that lady? Ask Susie. She's like that financial, you know, savior of the people, man. She said, man, you should have at least 8 months' worth of your savings, you know what I'm saying, of your earnings, just emergency money. You should have at least 8 months of your savings saved up for 8 months. So that way you can still be at least almost a year ahead of yourself. So, you know, it's just, the point is, it's like a black hole right now. It's like, when? You know what I'm saying? When can you start doing it, to start seeing it? Because every time, you know, you try to do it, man, it's always something that's, you never can get ahead, because there's always something that's going to come about. It's going to always be something, man. When you was born in this world, you had a bill. So, you know, so your birth certificate, man, was already a bill, you know. So it's just when you're going to get started, you know. So when is it going to happen so we could, you know, start saying, you know, how can we do it? Just how can we make it? You know, so I even have a system where, you know, my people can start making some money. You know what I'm saying? I have a system where we can make some residual income, man. And that's what financial freedom is, man. It's residual income, whereas you don't have to work to keep making money. You can do something one time and get paid for it for the rest of your life. I got that. I got that systematic thing worked out, man. And, you know, and if y'all want to get in contact with me on that, man, y'all can do that too as well, man. Westernworld1.com. Go to contact. You know what I'm saying? Click on contacts and just say you're interested. You know, how can you, you know what I'm saying, make some residual income? And we can make that pop, you know what I'm saying, as well, man. You know, I love helping my people. And so forth. You know, it's just, man, how we try to get it and try to make it and earn that dollar on the best way that we know how, man, and it's hard to really sit down and not have a plan. But people, man, we got to start waking up and start finding a plan, man. And until then, man, we will never find a plan if we don't try to get a plan going. You know, man, I'm trying to, I don't know what's up with Blog Talk Radio, man. I can't even, you know, I can't get in on my back end, man. I don't know why it's not allowing me to do this, man. It's been doing this for about the last 30 minutes or so, man. So, you know, it's always happening every time, man. It's always happening when I do something like this, man. It just mysteriously, it just started messing up, man. So you know, LB, man, be patient with me, man. I'm trying to get you online. I know I got Pace on the back end. Trying to get y'all back in, man. So But anyway, man, that's what we're talking about, man. So I can go ahead and play this clip. I don't know why it's doing this. Wow. Well, I keep talking, though. You know, people, man, I know people calling in, man. You know, this is him, and it's, man, you know, I hate that my system keep messing up like this, man. We've been doing this for the last 6 months, you know. But we're talking about American coin tossing. We're talking about American coin tossing. And I should have put in the hood or whatever. But American coin tossing, that was in our first half. And we were discussing about that was that how we don't keep our money in a hood. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to call it hood, community. You know what I'm saying? We can go to every gas station. If you look at every gas station, on the south side of Chicago, in the city of Chicago, go to every gas station. I bet you any kind of money. If you do see a black person at work, ask them, do they own it? And then if they say no, ask them who owns it. And I bet you any kind of money is not black owned. And if it is black owned, get up with me, man. WestonWorld1.com, WestonWorldOne.com. Get up with me, man, and you know, so I can promote them. You know what I'm saying? Get them in. You know, push them. You know what I'm saying? It's this app that's called Around the Way app, and Kim Ward and in the Facebook group, No More Nonsense, man. She had gave me that app, man. I was like, man, that's the Matrix. Then, you know, we had Brother LB, man, on the line, man, where we were discussing about how, you know, about our kids, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to get our kids in to do what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? Teach our kids, educate our kids, and go forward in life. Then you had Illinois that came on, man. He's, same thing, man. He's saying, like, how, you know, a lot of us don't stick together. You know, man, how true is that, man? A lot of black people don't stick together. But, you know, once we get demagnetized, man, or we figure that out, how can we work together to stick together, we will always do better. And my biggest thing is, too, is to start getting back on the residual level, man. I can never stress this, man. It's about getting that residual income. Once you get that residual income going, I promise you, you can do something one time. You will never have to worry about it again in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you go down, let's say you always busy. You the only one that's always busy. You the busybody of the crew. And you the one that's pushing the team to do what you needed to do, and guess what? You get sick, or you fall out, something happened to you. Then what? How can you even provide? You can't. But if you took that business and you was a busybody for 1 year, you got people in to help you, and you start making that residual, and y'all start making that residual, and that money start coming in, you, off that one time of helping a person that's helping a person that's helping a person, man, you made money, they making money, y'all all making money, man, and y'all can live life, man. Financial freedom is about living your life, man. You know, you're not tripping, you're vacationing. You know, things of them natures, man. I mean, and I can show y'all how to get like that, man. You know, www.westonworld1.com is WestonWorldOne.com. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Log on. Let me see here. What I want to do is here, I want to play the actually, you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial, man, and we're going to come back and we're going to get it in, man. Matter of fact, this commercial right here, I'm going to play, man. Y'all need to listen to it, man. My boy Peso said it was a little pimpish. But hey, you know, it is what it is.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. And I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills?
Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworldone.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Let me out.
Hey, shout out to my brother Spitter, man. I just wanted to say that.
All right, boy, LD, man, L Dilla. Hey, man, we got about 2 minutes. That was a horn, man. We at that mark, brother. Man, I'm sorry, man. Blog Talk was kind of messing up on my back end where I couldn't get you back on, man. Well, thanks for calling back in, man. And man, how you feel, man? You got the flow, man. It's you, man. You got 45
man,
seconds.
I'm just gonna be tell you this. You did on target today, as far as awareness or financial awareness, on many different levels, as far as what do we do with our money. How do we circulate the dollar within the black community, understanding that when you make a dollar, who are you giving your dollar to? And how does that dollar, when you give that dollar out, how does that dollar benefit your community? And if it's not benefiting your community, then why are you steadily spending that dollar with that individual? I'm a proud advocate of this. Mexicans are in the black neighborhood working and taking our money and taking it back to Mexico and benefiting their neighborhood. But there are not blacks in their neighborhood working. They're not hiring us to work in their neighborhood. So it is not a fair exchange process. So if it's not a fair exchange process, why are you steadily doing business with them? I don't do business with them like that because of the simple reason why. My tuck pointer is black. My drywall man is black. So all of these trades out here that I am using, I could find just as many qualified blacks as I can qualified Mexicans. So at the end of the day, I'm looking at my dollar is at least benefiting another black person versus benefiting another culture that is not even doesn't even have my people's interest best at heart. What does money do? Money helps education. Money helps with housing. Money helps with transportation. Money helps with the law enforcement. Money helps with as far as even your legal problems. So why should you steadily be taking your money and giving it to other nationalities and they're not helping out in any of those arenas that you have to live in?
Hey, man, well, we ran out of time, LB. That's what I'm talking about. On that note, man, log on, man. Man, thanks, LB. We right back at it next
Thank
week,
you.
Bro.
All right, so. That's what's up.
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. And I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld.com.
LogOnLogOne.com and click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, WesternWorldOne.com, or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World One. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, One, and download the app. It's a free mobile app, or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworldone.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Let me out. Go.